This is Shir number one of the Pei Gimel Maseches Nedarim on Pei Beis Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom where we say Eis Feis. So if you look up a few lines, we remember the machlokes between Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, if you have a woman who takes a neder from two kikaros, two loaves of bread, one is a bread that she likes, so that would be abstaining from that, indeed would be inu nefesh. But the other one she doesn't like, it's coarse bread, ein misaneh. So Shmuel had said, because he's mefir for the one that is considered in an nefesh, so it's considered a hafara for the one that's not in an nefesh. Different ways to explain that. We spoke about the Ran, Yefei Renu, you have to do a full hafara. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Mefil Misana, you do Hafara for the one that's Misana that's considered in your Nefesh, Vein Mefil Shein Misana. And the Hafara does not work for the Shein Misana, because the husband could only be Mefir something that's related to Inu Nefesh. The second one is not Inu Nefesh related, and therefore he can't be Mefir that. And Yefei Renu means to be Mefir the entire part of the Neda that you could possibly be Mefir. So we're going to question Rabbi Yochanan's Psak that he can be Mefir to the Misana and not Shein Misana from the following. Aceface. So Haisha Shanadra the Nazir. This is a Mishnah, Masechas Nazir, and Daf Chof Alfam Rebeis. It says the woman takes a neder Nazir. Okay, women can take Isha, we show the Torah says Pashas Nasal. But it's a Shosa Yainim Tamal Mesem. She's violating that neder. So husband potentially could have been made for that neder. But here we have a case where she took a neder. He wasn't made for it at this point, and she is in violation of the neder. She's drinking wine. She's been metame for lemesim, which she's not allowed to do on pagan with an aleph. Hareze sofeges es har aboim. So the halacha is that she is going to receive malkos because she is in violation of her neder. She's chayv malkos for any one of those violations. And if you look at the Ran on the top, Hareze sofeges es har aboim miforshinu maseches nozir dimishum gurara de seifa nukta. This should be obvious to us. She's a violation of her neder of Naziris. Clearly, she's going to get Malkus for that, for any one of those things, being drinking wine, being time of the mason. But this is just really as an introduction, dragged along because of the Sefer. Here, the Sefer, which we're about to say now, this is the Chiddush. Hefer la bala. If though the husband annulled this neder of hers of Naziris, v'hi lo yadasha hefila, but she didn't know he was mefer that neder Naziris. V'haisa shosa yadim tamamesim. And she still, thinking the neder is still in effect, is violating the neder, in her mind at least. She's drinking wine and being metamamesim. Eina sofekes es arbam. She is not going to get malkos, because in the end of the day, the husband was mefer the neder. So now the Gemara raises this question. If Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that when a husband is mefer neder, he's only mefer for that which is considered in a nefesh. Remember the loaf that she likes to eat. But it's not considered hafara l'shein misana, but it's not considered hafara for the loaf she doesn't like to eat. So let's apply that idea here to Nazir. Dilma min yayin de islat sara hefer lo. Maybe his hafara is only effective with respect to the wine that she's abstaining from, or that she said as a nazir she's not going to drink, because that's considered tzar, that's inu nefesh. But min chartzan umin zag lo hefer lo. But regarding abstaining from chartzanim, which are the seeds of the grapes, and the zag, which are the skins of the grapes, or some say it's reversed, you'll learn in Maseches Nazir. So maybe that it's not effective with respect to that, because that's not something that would be considered in nefesh on her part. Tahalo islat sara v'tispok sasabon, and therefore she should be getting malchus for violating eating the grape seeds or the grape skins, because for that the husband doesn't have the right to do afar, because it's not in nefesh related, and therefore that has not been annulled. Her nazirus is still chal, and she's been eating the grape seeds and the skins, and therefore she should be getting malchus for that. Why do we assume that the hafara is effective for everything? According to Shmuel, this fits in beautifully. You do hafara on the yain, which is inu nefesh, so it's a full package of nazira, so then it's going to be effective even for that doesn't involve inu nefesh, even for the loaf that's a paskibra, that's coarse bread. Same thing here. It's effective for the wine, and therefore it's effective for the chartzan and the zag as well. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, where we split it, we don't say that. So take a look at the at the Ron second line, Dilma miyain disla tzara hefrila, v'hai damin and Dilma lav davka. Okay, he's just pointing out the word Dilma. Maybe it's only from wine that she has tzara. That's what the hafara is effective on. It's not Dilma. Lav davka. Hafir hefrila behedya mizak v'chartzan. Meaning, what are we saying? Maybe he only had in mind, maybe the hafara is only on that. What if he had in mind the chartzan and zag? It would not be effective. We don't assume that. De afilu hefrila behedya mizak v'chartzan. Even explicitly, he was made for that part of the neder as well, even from grape season skins. The Rabbi Yochanan to Amar ain't made for l'shein mesana lomahani. He wouldn't be effective anyway as a hafara. Mishum tabdit ksivda, as we explained, we read earlier, because it doesn't, because that's not something that involves any nefesh. V'tispog as arbaim next ran v'misa da hachihu. Havale letanu laashmuinon hachribusa dafilu hefila baal bala sofeges dafilu bizar v'chartzan. And if you'll say, wait a minute, the Braisa means that. The Braisa is just saying she's not getting Arboim for the wine, but she would be getting Arboim for Chatzan and Zag. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say the Braisa, this Mishnah rather is teaching us. So the answer is no, the Mishnah would have to tell that to us. It's very clear she's not getting Malkus for anything. Why? Because the husband was Mayfair. And that hafara apparently is even effective for the non-inui nefesh parts of the Naziris, which are the chartzanim and the zagim, the grape seeds and the grape skins. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Yosef answers in defend Rabbi Yochanan, ein Naziris lachatzain. No, Naziris, there's no such thing as Naziris in half. Take a look at the Ran. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ein Naziris lachatzain, about 5-6 lines into the lines. Dekevan de lo mishkachas Naziris, af al zag v'chartzan. Interesting. Since Naziris, when it takes effect, when someone takes upon themselves Naziris, is it possible to take Naziris upon yourself? Abstaining from wine, that's my Naziris, but the grape seeds and the grape skins are a free game. That I'm able to eat. Is there such a concept as Naziris? Clearly not. It's a whole package. When you take on Naziris, it includes every part of the grapes. So if that's the case, ki amar rachmana yeferenu, the same thing would be true when it comes to hafara. Demash makule, which we explained according to the Ran, means the full package. What's the full package? Al korchan afilu al zag v'chartan kamar. That must be that the hafara is on the zag and the chartan as well. So which means the hafara has to correspond, has to be parallel to the neder itself. If the neder of Naziris can only be chal on the whole package, including all the wine and the grapes and the seeds and the skins, so too the hafara must be, when you mefir on the Naziris, I'm annulling your Naziris, it's annulling on everything, even if it's not inu nefesh, as opposed to two loaves of bread that she takes a neder. That's, you can split in half, says Rabbi Yochanan. There's no concept of a full package of two pieces of bread. So Amarle Abaye says to Rav Yosef, like this, Rebbe Rav Yosef, HaKorban Lachatzin Naziris Ika? But when it comes to a korban that a Nazir has to bring for half the Naziris, that does exist? What's Abaye asking? Take a look at the Ran. Amar Rav Yosef, Amarle Abaye rather, HaKorban Lachatzin Naziris Ika? Bitmiya. Dimikdika Amrit Ein Naziris Lachatzin. The fact that you said Ein Naziris Lachatzin. Naziris can't be split in half. The taking upon oneself Naziris can't be split in half. Veloka amrit ein chatzon b'Naziris. And you didn't say there's no concept of halves by Naziris. Mashpa, so your line of ein is lechatzon, that implies did Naziris atzmo hu deleka chatzon. In terms of taking on the Naziris, you can't split in half. Yesh karban lechatzon Naziris. But there would be a karban for half Naziris. Meaning, you just mentioned that you can't take upon yourself half Naziris. But the concept of half, when it comes to Naziris, I bring in carbon for a half Naziris, maybe that would apply. Kigon shenado mansa tezvav yom. Take a case, you had a woman who took a neder and counted 15 days, the half only fit, and stam Naziris has to be a minimum of 30 days. So she took Naziris, and she only counted 15 of the 30 days. The hafer la ba'ala halfway through. V'nimso mevatel tezvav yom haboim. So he's mevatel the 15 days that are about to come. Aval tesva of yom shemansa kvar lo ne'ekru. But the 15 days that you counted have not been uprooted. It's kaimel and perik mishra amar harini nazir, de baal megas gayis. The baal just cuts it. It's not uprooting from the beginning. If you take a look at the Rosh, ha'karban lachatzin naziris ikar, the first very wide line at the end. Im nadra naziris, she took naziris upon herself. A hefer la losof chamishas yom, hachinami she tavi korban tara al chatzin is zirus shavar. A person who finishes in zirus, you have to bring three animals. You have to bring an ola, an achatas, and a shlamim. So we should say, okay, she should bring carbonos on the half of the zirus for the 15 days. Oem nitmeis kodem hafara shetavei karmat tumah. Unless she became tumea during that time, so then the special carbonos tumah that a nazir has to bring. Dehaki mashma lishna Rav Yosef. That's what it sounds like Rav Yosef is implying from his statement. Dimi dekamar ein ziris velo kamar ein karban lachatzoin. He meant ein ziris lachatzoin. But the carbonos of Nizius could be split in half. So is that really true? And Abai is basically saying that it's not true. Everybody knows that there's no carbon lachatzon either. You're not going to bring any carbonos for 15 days. That doesn't happen. That's not a full nazirus. So Elomar Abaye, rather Abaye says like this: A nazirus lachatzon min carbon lachatzon. Take a look at the Ran, Elamar Abaye, etc. Ki hechi dein nizirus lachatzoin she'ef shalo hafer miktzaso dehainu yayin v'teyosher adayin v'zag v'chartzan. Same thing, just like nizirus can't be in half, that you can't take upon yourself half nizirus, nor can you be mefer only part of it, meaning that yayin would be annulled, but she's still aser in zag and chartzan, in the seeds and the skins. No, so hachinami ain't carbon lachatzon. So too, there's no concept of carbon. Anytime the husband annulled the neder nezirus during the days, let's say after 15 days, and now he, through the annulment, has abolished the next 15 days. Shuv einam levir carbon b'shil miktzas minyan nezirus shaman sakvar. She was not going to bring any more carbon for the days that she counted. Shelo amra Torah lahavi carbon lachatzon ela al minyan nezirus shalem. There's no concept of carbon lachatzon only on a full nezirus. So therefore, Abai says that if this is just a parenthetical discussion between Abai and Rav Yosef, but in the end of the day, what do we answer? We answer like this: Rabbi Yochanan can hold when it comes to two loaves. The hafara works for the loaf that involves the nefesh, the loaf of bread she likes, and it doesn't accomplish anything. It does not annul for the other piece of loaf of bread that still remains usher to her. I will say the question from Naziris, it sounds like there's no such thing. It sounds like it's a full package. The answer of Yochanan said, you're right. When it comes to Naziris, it is a full package. The same way you can't take upon yourself partial Naziris just from wine and not just from Inin Nefesh and not from the Zag and the Chartzan, so too the Hafara is going to automatically abolish, null all of that. But that's a special halacha by Naziris. And then Abai just asked, it sounds like, what about Karbanos? You're telling me you can do only Naziris is not in half, but Karbanos are in half? No, there's no Naziris lachatzon, there's no Karban lachatzon either.